Movies with Deb Tribe and Eddie Bannon on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Scene one, take one, action.
And that means it's time for movies. Grab a cuppa, sit back, relax, talk movies with us and joining us to have a look at our movies today, Deb Tribe, weekend presenter. Hello.
Hello, Sonia.
And Eddie Bannon, how are you? Comedian, breakfast additive extraordinaire. I couldn't think what your title is.
Knowing me,
knowing me, Eddie Bannon, knowing you, Sonia Feldhoff. Aha!
Aha! That's a very ABBA-related intro to the show. I don't think anyone's in too many doubts as to what movie we're going to be looking at today.
Thank you for the movies, Sonia. I'm going to try and crowbar as many ABBA songs into this review as I can, because that's exactly what they did in the film.
Okay. Well, let's, for those who aren't familiar with it, just give you a bit of a taste of Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
I have never felt closer to my mom. In the exact same place that she was all those years ago. Only this time we know who the father is.
You're pregnant.
Yeah, I am.
Well, there you go. For those who love the music, that gives you a taste. For those who don't, it wasn't too long, hopefully.
there's another group of people who loved the music but hates karaoke.
Well, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, can you guess I dragged Eddie along to see this film? Are you getting that yet?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I've got to say, whether you went and saw it or not, I remember the first time seeing it going, this wasn't that great movie the first time around. Why on earth would you make a sequel?
Well, I'll tell you why.
So hold on, can I just say before we start, I am going to try and be positive about this. I'm going to try not to be negative at all about this film, because ABBA are a happy group of people. And they're all about the positive.
Okay.
They are. Well, look, that said, you just need to know a little bit of the fact that, as you said, it was based on the 2008 film, which was itself based on a stage musical.
And the stage musical was quite fun and good.
That's right.
Because the people could sing. But anyway, that's beside the point.
That's exactly right. So the original, and I did go with someone that hadn't seen the first one, and they had no idea what was happening in the second one at all. So if you haven't seen it, you probably do need to know that the original starred Meryl Streep as Donna, who is a single mother who's unsure of the true father of her daughter, Sophie. And it could be one of the three men she had a liaison with about 20 years or so before, either dashing.
Obviously within a fairly short period of time.
Oh, she had three guys in 3 days. In all honesty, there's a name for that and it's great.
But so there was dashing architect Sam, paid by Pierce Brosnan. Less said about his singing, the better.
You can say that about every other person in this film and the original. They are not singers, they're actors.
I'm talking about the original now anyway. Suave Swede was Bill, Stellan Skarsgård, Britt Baker, Harry, Colin Firth. Great bunch of guys. Donna's two best friends and the girls that were in her band. Great company. You know, fantastic supporting actors, Tanya, Christine Baranski, Rosie, Julie Walters. They turn up to Sophie's wedding to Skye, played by Dominic Cooper. And so, of course, Sophie's three possible fathers at her invitation so she can try and work out who Dad really is. And, of course, it was all about ABBA songs, just slotted in wherever they might possibly be jackhammered in to work. And the reason why this was made, Sonia, is because that was the fifth highest grossing film of 2008.
Really?
Yep.
Globally.
Yes.
I still find that
whatever the end of that sentence you're going to do, I agree with you.
Well, wherever there's money, there's interest in a sequel. We've learnt that over the years here at the movie spot.
It would have to absolutely be based on the popularity of the music and almost nothing else.
But why? I mean, you have to ask yourself, if it's based on how good the music is, why can't you get people who can sing?
Yes, that is true.
I mean, that's the thing I really can't get my head around. If you hear Pierce Brosnan singing in the first one, he just has no voice at all. And everyone else in this, even when they can sing, they're not as good as the original.
Well, in this film, Donna is dead. Spoiler alert. You find that out right at the beginning, so it's not actually a spoiler.
There's no spoiler alerts in this. You get everything in the trailer.
You do.
Cher is in it. There you go.
Oh, I wasn't going to say
it's
that.
It's in the trailer.
Her daughter, Sophie, has done up the hotel, and it's going to be a big opening night party. But sadly, her husband, Sky, is over in New York learning to be a hotel manager. Two of her dads can't make it, but her mum's best friends, Tanya and Rosie, are there to support her, along with one of her dads, Sam. And a new character is the mysterious new hotel manager, Fernando. Any ideas where that's going? Played by Andy Garcia. And that's the sequel aspect to this film, but there is also a prequel aspect to the film.
He's really called Fernando.
He's called Fernando. Yeah, but he doesn't get called Fernando until right at the end, where a big reveal happens and the song is sung. It's a big reveal and it's a lot.
Well, there you go. I just blew that then, didn't I?
Yep. It's okay. There's no spoilers in this film. This is as blatant a film as you're ever going to get.
I thought you weren't going to be negative.
This is me being positive.
In the prequel part of the film, we see Donna's original story unfold in flashback, played by very enthusiastically by Lily James, where she actually meets the three guys and we find out what actually happened in the past. So we've got, you know, what happened in the middle movie, and then we've got the before it and after it in this film. What can go wrong at the opening night party? Who will turn up? Who will end up with whom?
Who cares?
Who will the men from ABBA appear as in bad cameos? And do we care? I agree. Do we care? Look, it's supposed to be set in Greece. One thing I noticed right from the outset was it just didn't look like Greece. You know how Greece has got that really bright blue sparkling water? Mm. This was kind of a turquoisey, deep green.
So it looked Pacific-y.
I looked it up. No, it was filmed in Croatia, which is fine, but, you know, say, why not film it in Greece?
Well, why not film with people that can sing? It's exactly the same question. Why?
Now,
because they wanted this palette of colours on this film, and that's what they got. And it had nothing to do with the song. It had nothing to do with anything.
Now, just hold back both of you.
Ridiculous.
Just hold back both of you, because already this film is dividing people, and we're getting quite a few texts that are having a go at what you're having to say here. So, look. How can anyone hate this movie, says this texter. It's feel good. And when you look like Pierce Brosnan, you don't need to be able to sing.
Yes.
Says this person. Mm. I loved it. Another says, you cannot say that Amanda Seyfried can't sing.
I think Amanda Seyfried and Lily James can both sing.
They can hit the notes, but they have no. They're not bringing anything new to the songs. They're just they're weakish singers. They can hit the notes, but there's no joy in them.
But that's the thing for me. And what I don't like about this, ABBA's songs are fantastic, but they've got heart to them. They've got heart because they were written from the heart. They were written about real things that happened to them, and they're sang by Agnetha and Frida with heart. These are stripped down to the most thin, soulless imitations of the original. If you can imagine a song and take every single piece of life out of it,
these are
sing it. I mean, even if you sing it in key,
It's
like, how could you do that? And the best aspects of ABBA's songs, like the, you know, when you're waiting, Chiquitita, they had a little bit of it running in the background in one of the scenes, and you're waiting for the rollicking piano to come in, you know. I just love that bit. That's where it stops.
Yep.
That's where it stops.
Absolutely.
Why would you stop that there?
These are pop songs.
These are
pop songs where you could have where in all the other pop songs when ABBA was happening were all very thin and not in any way robust or joyous. They were all about stupid, silly little things. These absolutely stood the test of time. They absolutely were much better because they had character and they had they connected with you. And these absolutely, it's like they've dragged all the joy out of it.
Time out, both of you.
Dear God.
Time out. We're getting shrill.
We are getting shrill.
Both of you are talking extremely high.
Yes.
And loud. And over the top of each other.
And I can't control you, so let's just settle it down a little bit. Saw it last night. It's fantastic, and the singing is so much better, says MD. Someone else is going, oh, now Deb throws in a jab, thought we weren't going to be negative, ha-ha.
That was me. In all honesty, I just said I wasn't going
to
be negative.
Went to this movie Saturday night feeling very anxious, came out very relaxed. The scenery is beautiful, beautiful people. That's from Jano.
That is, look, it is fun. It is, you go in, it's fun, it's light, it's fluff, you can turn your brain off. And I will say for positives about it, there are a few times I shed a few tears in this film. You might feel a bit manipulated doing it, but I still did. So it has got some heart in it somewhere. But to me, it's about the music and the singing and dancing. And the singing is okay. The music is terrible. And the dancing, I think they must have spent all the money on the actors because they've got such a big cast. It was high school standard.
The Stedford, was it?
It was. Hey, I've seen better Stedfords than this dancing.
You know, it's like, have you ever seen after dinner theatre? Or you know the way when you're having a dinner and the waiters start singing and dancing around you and it's really, you know, it's either good fun or it's naff. And this is naff to the max. This is karaoke. Karaoke, I don't mind karaoke, right? The best karaoke is our singers that, like, destroy a film by singing so badly but they have heart, or singers that do something with it and they're going, wow, that's really good. Anything in between there is bad karaoke, and this is a bad karaoke film.
Okay, look, both of you are being given verdicts here yourselves. Jennifer Rang to say she's seen it twice already, loves it. Pierce Brosnan is so good looking, it doesn't matter what he sounds like singing. And here, look, all the movie reviewers need to go home and have a lie down.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's a fantastic film and it doesn't matter that they can't say, today your reviewers are so wrong, says Susan.
The other thing I didn't like about it is that...
Not good, negative.
It is filmed.
You two can't. You two are trying to climb on top of each other to
I'm sorry, how bad you think it is.
No, I'm not.
It's so annoying.
But this is another issue with it. It is a cinema. It's supposed to be a cinematic experience. Yet most of the action takes place clearly on a soundstage with green screen. And so it's very claustrophobic. And it is like being at a musical. You know, when you're supposed to be in Greece and you've got these amazing locations, why not use them?
Mm. Mike from Surrey Downs, don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel about the movie. Okay, is there anything more to say about this thing?
Well, look, whoever this ABBA group is, I think they've got a future. They write great songs, I have to say. And there's one line in this that made me laugh, and it wasn't supposed to make me laugh. And the line is, it's in the trailer, it goes, I'm pregnant in the same place as my mother. And I'm going, yeah, the belly. That's what it is. That everything else wasn't that. And also, you have to, the name of the film isn't Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. It's Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Right. Well, I mean, I love ABBA, and maybe that's one of the problems. I love ABBA so much that it was just passionless for me and lacking in sophistication, and it could have had both.
What was
they just
Cher
didn't
like?
Put them in.
Neither of you have mentioned Cher.
She was a little bit plastic. Well,
something to do with all of the
work.
Yeah, but
she's had done on her face. She could not move her face.
She couldn't,
except for her lips. Her whole face was like frozen.
And the thing with Cher is that she comes in right at the end and she does sing about two songs. And whatever you think of Cher singing, she does have a good voice. And she absolutely throws into... relief how bad the singers are when she has something about her. Another thing about this film, by the way, is that, have a guess how many songs are in this film that were also in the first film. Just have a guess. 11.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's just true? Yeah, that's
it.
They have Waterloo, I Have a Dream, The Name of the Game, Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen, Super Trooper, Thank You for the Music, SOS, Chiquitita, Take a Chance on Me and Slipping Through My Fingers. All ones that were in the first. It's just lazy.
Deb, Eddie, give us your verdict on this one. What are you going to give it out of 10, Deb?
Well, I did cry on two or three occasions with a tear rolling down the cheek, and I did love the music. Shall I be generous or not?
I don't know. You've been doing this for like 7 years or something.
I know that a lot of there is going to be a huge audience that will just go and say, this is just a fun film. You know, give it what it is for being a fun film. I don't know. I couldn't go any higher than 6.
Okay.
That would be generous, I reckon.
6. Eddie?
Well, look, I love the ABBA music. I thought that the cameras were pointed in the right directions. I thought it was a little bit long for me. By about an hour. I'm going to give it an 8. Joking, I'm going to give it a 2. It's one of the worst films I've ever had to sit through. I did this 3 times during it. So for all the crying you had, I just went, oh my God, this is ridiculous. ridiculous.
Okay. Well, look, on our text line, very different. We're getting lots of texts that really loved it. My wife and I saw it yesterday, enjoyed it, but was a bit confused, but worked it out after reading Wikipedia. No real complaints, says Bill.
I love that. That's
great. Josie says, loved it. Deb, enjoy it for a good laugh. Cried. Your reviewers, just enjoy it for a fun movie.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Gail says, I can agree with Deb and Eddie without seeing the movie. I thought the first one was so bad that I wouldn't even be bothered with this one. Someone else is imploring us to please talk about the 20 Aussie films instead of this.
Yes.
Top 20 Aussie films instead of this rubbish film. And another one wants us to review Godzilla 2 instead. So I think many people are getting over it. Sean in Mount Gambier, in fact, says they are both emotional the way I felt about Avatar after the rave reviews that got. I never made an hour and a half. I hated Avatar.
I hated Avatar as well.
Mamma Mia, here we go again. Deb nor Eddie will be going again.
No.
But many of you are. So it shows that we all have different views on this one.
That's right.